Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, Steve at 10 in the morning. I'm Steve McIntosh. Representatives for the Wichita School District and the Teachers Union have declared an impasse in contract negotiations. USD 259 will seek federal mediation and closed-door sessions to try to reach an agreement. The district's latest offer would raise teachers' pay by an average 5% with no increase in health plan premiums. The offer also calls for a return to a longer school year, 190 workdays instead of 175, with shorter school days. Butler County authorities say an explosion that destroyed a rural home and critically injured a man was caused by a propane leak.
The home near Rose Hill exploded Monday, and a 67-year-old man suffered severe burns. Andover Deputy Fire Chief Mike Roosevelt said investigators are sure propane caused the explosion, but are still investigating the exact ignition source. A family member said the injured man remains hospitalized in critical but stable condition. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast on a Friday morning with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A strong trough of low pressure was in the Intermountain West, but that was sending a piece of energy our way, and we're seeing a few isolated thunderstorms across parts of central and south-central Kansas. As we go throughout the afternoon, we expect to be breezy and hot with a high 93. Again, the chance of a few storms overnight, our low 71. And with a cold front pushing in tomorrow, scattered storms will pop up from time to time with a high 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now rain, scattered rain in the Wichita area, 69 degrees, south wind at 13 miles per hour. Americans in Japan are tweeting about waking up to sirens blaring following North Korea's latest missile launch. Now some experts are suggesting it's time to drop the U.S. requirement of preconditions in order to start U.S. talks with Pyongyang. Tom Byrne, president of the Korea Society, explains why talking to North Korea has been difficult so far.
If we were in a situation where we could deal with North Korea as we dealt with Iran, that would be a good situation to be in. However, we're not, because basically the international community or the Security Council, the P5+1, including Germany, could trust Iran.
No bail for a Maryland man charged with murdering his pregnant girlfriend. ABC's Lindsay Davis has the details.
He tearfully pleaded with the public for the safe return of his girlfriend, Laura Wallen.
There's nothing we can't fix together.
Tyler Tessier is behind bars, charged with murdering the beloved high school teacher who was reportedly 4 months pregnant.
I don't know where she is.
Police say Tessier killed the 31-year-old on September 3rd, later sending a text from her phone, which allegedly read, "I am like 95% sure Tyler is not the father." Wednesday, police found Wallen's body buried in a shallow grave in a rural area in Montgomery County, Maryland.
Kansas officials worry there could be technical problems when a long-awaited multi-million-dollar computer system for issuing and tracking 2 million driver's license records launches next year. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the Kansas Department of Revenue plans to launch the computer system in January. The department attempted to introduce the vehicle registration system in 2012, but had performance problems. Issues included computer malfunctions and long lines for customers. Wichita School Safety and Security Director Terry Moses and her staff of 60 are responsible to keep students, teachers, and staff safe every school day. Moses tells KNSS News when it comes to threats, the USD 259 motto is "see something, say something."
If you see something on Facebook, whether it's a suicidal threat, "I'm going to shoot up the school tomorrow," or something anywhere in between those two, report it. Let us know. We want to get help to those people who need help.
Terry Moses is our guest this weekend on Issues 2017, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. A new Crayola crayon is named
"A beautiful for spacious skies." One has to wonder how many four-year-olds may make that mistake now that the newest crayon in the Crayola box has that name, Blutiful. It beat out Dreams Come Blue, Blue Moon Bliss, and Star Spangled Blue, just some of the suggestions. Among the nearly 90,000 name submissions for the new blue, the shade was accidentally discovered by scientists experimenting with materials for use in electronics. Blutiful makes its debut later this year, replacing the recently retired and not nearly so melodic Dandelion. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
7:36 now, Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS, and a warmer day in Kansas Thursday. Yesterday's high, 95 degrees. Normal high for the date is 83. And just take a second here to take a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar, and most of Sedgwick County is getting some form of showers right now. And also, to the south of us, Sumner County, over in Harper County, is getting some rain. And our friends in Hutchinson also getting some showers today. It's all moving to the east. Butler County right now. Butler County, you're clear, but it's coming your way. 7:37 now, Stephen Ted. The Florida nun, who became an internet sensation when video emerged of her dressed in full habit, wielding a chainsaw to clear down trees after Hurricane Irma, says she had to look up instructions on how to start the tool. Sister Margaret Ann says she had to use Google to find out how to start the saw because she'd forgotten how. The principal of Archbishop Coleman F. Carroll High School in Miami says several people have sent her videos on how to use a chainsaw correctly after watching her online. Sister Margaret Ann laughed off the attention, saying her students are enjoying watching her on social media. Some have even asked for her autograph. She also said that she was glad the video gave the public a different view of nuns. You know, we've heard of the chainsaw massacre. Now we'll have forever the chainsaw nun.
It's not something you see every day.
No, no. Sister Margaret Ann down there in Florida with the old chainsaw. And police say a driver's global positioning device caused him to drive into a Pennsylvania river this week.
Ah, he said so,
he did
he?
But he says the Eastern Express Times says the man's GPS led him to drive along a bicycle path in a park. When the man realized he couldn't drive on the path, he reversed course but found he couldn't go that way either because of a tunnel under a low bridge. Police say the man was unable to stay on the bike path because it narrowed and his car rolled off the path sideways into the Lehigh River.
Okay.
The police say the driver wasn't hurt, but he was issued several traffic citations. Yeah.
Here's a tip.
This guy is, I don't think he's smart enough to use the GPS.
Yeah. Here's a tip. If your GPS says turn and it doesn't look like a road, don't turn. Mm. I think that's the only thing you really need to do in that situation is, that doesn't look like a road.
Yeah.
Find an alternate.
Keep your eyes open. You know, I've had an incident. My wife and I were at Hilton Head in South Carolina at a resort there. And one night we were driving. We had a rental car. And we're driving back to our hotel. And I found myself driving on a golf cart. I had taken a funny turn. And I wasn't inebriated or anything. I thought, wow, okay, this is crazy. Because a golf cart track, you know, golf cart track, it's not very wide.
No,
obviously,
it's not.
It's not for cars, so this isn't right. Backed out and got out of there. But this guy, you know, he's following the GPS. Wherever it's going to take him, he's going there. And it didn't work out too well when he found himself in the river. Steve and Ted, WichitaPerks.com poll. This is the exciting new survey that is sweeping the country right now. This has to do with the toys. Coming up in November, they're going to take 3 new toys into the Toy Hall of Fame in New York, Rochester.
Right. Yeah.
And we have the list of 12, and we are putting them out there to see which are your favorite toys. So people go to our webpage, knssradio.com, and take the poll. Play Food, My Little Pony, and the Pez Dispenser coming in at 0%. Nada. Sand, and the game Risk. Tie at 4%. Clue, Wiffle Ball, Transformers, Uno, Paper Airplane, and the Magic 8 Ball all at 8%. I will take the Wiffle Ball on this poll myself. And the top vote getter is Matchbox Cars at 42%.
I would like to see Risk doing better. I had a lot of fun playing that game, but
okay.
I don't know if it deserves to be in the top 3, though.
Risk, okay.
It's a fun game.
Okay, 7:41 now, Steve and Ted.
You sound like you don't believe me.
I'm not sure that I've ever played. I'm sure that I played Risk, but I can't remember what it's about. My games were Monopoly.
I see.
We were Monopoly kids. This is the last weekend for the Kansas State Fair in Hutchinson, and I promised earlier this week, I promised Ted that I would tell the story of the dunk tank.
The dunk tank.
All right, I'm a youngster of, what, 15 years old, and I had a girlfriend at the time, and her mom said, let's go to the fair. So she took my girlfriend and I to the fair, okay? And we're going around, and we're having a good time, and we get to this place where they've got a dunk tank over here.
Right.
It's got that target. There's a guy sitting in a cage, a carny worker.
Right.
And you get three balls for a buck or something and see if you can knock him off. Well, this place was, it was like a Friday night. The place was, about 300 people around there. They were watching this thing and having a hoot, and this one guy was throwing, and I was making a little fun of him, and my girlfriend's mom says, all right, big shot, you say you're a ball player, I'll buy the balls, let's see if you can do it.
Sure. Okay.
So now she's throwing down a challenge in front of my girlfriend. What am I going to do, Chad?
The pressure's on. You have to do it.
I have to accept the challenge. She's throwing down the gauntlet. So the carny guy gives me three balls. I take the first one, and I wind up, and I let her go. And it went over the backstop out into the parking lot.
Excellent throw, Steve.
And the carny guy looks at me, and he says, hey, boy, them balls cost money. I said, okay, sorry. So I took another wind-up, and away it went, and I missed, I don't know, just barely missed. And the third one, and then the crowd is hooting. They're going crazy.
Yeah.
They're giving me the raspberries. The third one, I nailed him.
Yeah, you dropped
him
right
down. Dropped him in the water, and so the story has a happy ending.
Well, that's good. And, you didn't look like a complete goof in front of your girlfriend. So,
no,
yeah.
I didn't. I looked like a champ, a come-from-behind champ.
Well, the first one over the backstop, you didn't look
like
a champ.
I threw that baby right into the parking lot. This is an absolutely true story. 7:43 now, Stephen
Somehow,
Ted.
I don't doubt that.
You can't make up this kind of stuff. On the way, Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, looking at girls and high-tech careers this morning. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.